I felt ultimately that by investigating the quality of depression, I was really asking fundamental questions about what human beings are and why we have emotions and what those emotions are. The field is overcrowded with people who are patriots for their own particular standpoint. You have to attack it from all fronts at once. I think people who try to attack it in only one way are never really going to get a great deal better. Unfortunately, we don't have a cure for depression. What we have are a lot of treatments for depression. A lot of self-help books on subjects like depression try to talk about typical people, and I saw two problems with that strategy, one of which is that there are no typical people, and the other is that they're very boring. There is a strange illusion, which is contrary to anyone's authentic experience, that we are consistent in ourselves, and mental illness of any kind is particularly disruptive of that misapprehension. It's not that you're having emotions which by type, or even in their sort of physiological way they occur in your brain, are things no one else has ever known, but you're having them in a way that is so exaggerated as to be completely agonizing and painful to an extent that can't be imagined, I think, by people who haven't been there. And then in the Inquisition, if you suffered from depression, that was seen as a sign that you had despaired of ultimate redemption, which meant that you were not a good or religious person, and you could be imprisoned or even executed simply for being depressed. And so at that point, people began to be very secretive, and this whole stigma grew up. And that stigma has stuck around. What I would say is perhaps the great point of the book that I've written is to show how people manage to find meaning in depression. There was a popular idea out there that only middle-class people had time to be depressed and that the poor just couldn't get depressed. And I thought, that's ridiculous. We understand where depression comes from, and it's triggered by trauma, and the level of trauma is actually going to be higher among the very poor than it is among the working and middle classes. I've argued that it makes not only humanitarian sense to provide treatment to these people, which it certainly does because they're suffering, it also makes economic sense. The spirit of welfare reform has so much been that people have to work and people have to pull themselves up by their bootstraps, and a lot of these people don't have any bootstraps. You have to act in all areas of life with a certain degree of caution. There's a fundamental innocence that you lose when your mind turns against you that way for the first time. More Americans died of suicide during the Vietnam War than died in action. More Americans died of suicide during the height of the AIDS crisis than died of AIDS. Depression is very much related to love because I think negative emotion, of which we have really still relatively little understanding, is very much involved with love. I'm often asked by people what they should do for people who are depressed, and I say, well, encourage them to take measures to get better and to seek help and so on, but also just do whatever you can to mitigate their loneliness. When you're in a depression, one of the symptoms of it is that you think, this is intolerable, I can never get through this, my life is over, there's no point going on, I'm just going to stop here and now. And one of the things I think it's terribly important for depressed people to know is lots of people have felt that way and then have managed to find something worthwhile and meaningful on the other side.